Have a drink with me. Hey!
Welcome to Have a Drink with Me. I'm your host, Dylan Polniak, and joining me today is comedian Rose Vineshank. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
It's good to have you. You actually reached out to me, which is awesome. I love when people are like, hey, I like what you're doing. I want to be a part of it. So thank you for that.
Of course.
And so you picked our drink for today. We are going with Bloody Marys. And we were just talking before we got on the show that we made them as strong as we could to make sure that they got us to where we want to be. My wife picked my vessel for this episode, and it is a Bantha Milk container from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. She said, those are aliens, right? So that's what I'm drinking with.
Wait, that's perfect. I don't know. I have a mug, but the whole thing that I like about Bloody Marys is like you get to, I like the garnish. I like it when my drink is actually dinner and there's like hidden snacks in it. You know what I mean? So I got lime, I got my jalapenos, I got my little leaves if I want.
Yeah.
Pretty much got, this is kind of like a pretty nutritious.
It's more of a salad, a vodka salad.
It's a vodka salad. Like I do this for my health.
Yeah, exactly. First time I ever had a Bloody Mary, I was in a Wisconsin airport and I had never had them before because I don't like tomato juice. But it was a beer and a Bloody Mary combo for like $20. And you can't really go wrong with that in an airport. So it had Bloody Mary was in a big mug, obviously celery stick, whatever. But it also had a cheeseburger slider on it, like a cheese cube, a full onion, a pickle, and like six olives. So I was like, this is perfect because
that sounds amazing.
It's like 7 a.m. and I'm still hungover from the night before, so I need to continue what I left.
You gotta nourish your bod.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I have to stuff myself full of vegetables.
Yeah, like just do that. You are what you are what you eat.
Exactly.
Be three olives and a slider, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I remember. So like Bloody Marys were always what my mom drank.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like always thinking they kind of smell good and then tasting it and being like, this is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
When I was like younger, because, you know, like sometimes if your parents are at one of those adult parties, like adult get togethers, like they're also drinking. And then sometimes they leave their drink unattended. You get curious. You're like, what's up with this stuff? And then you try it, but it tasted really bad. Years later, though. Gosh, like I think I got introduced to the concept that they were good while I was on a date with my ex-girlfriend who really liked them. Mm-hmm. And in that situation, you're all of a sudden you're like, I am open. I'm like demonstrating how open I am to putting different things in my mouth, just you know, you to impress her. And like so I had it and like I kind of like faked it until I was like, actually, this is kind of pretty good.
So wait, are we talking about having Bloody Marys or being a lesbian? I faked it for a while and I just wanted to impress her by putting stuff in my mouth and that's showbiz,
you know what?
Baby.
I'll let the reader interpret that. No.
There you go. I feel like alcohol, it was never really good. Like when it was that situation where you're trying someone's drink for the first time. I think I was like 12 when I first tried beer and all I thought was, this is so disgusting. Why would anyone want to drink this?
Yeah. Who is this stupid fizzy bread water for?
Yeah. Yuck. You have to like plug your nose to drink it. And sorry, I'm trying to switch my feet here. I'm going cross-legged. I just feel the need to do that. Bloody Marys aren't good.
Yes, they are.
It's fun to say I had one, is how I feel about it.
You know what I just realized? This was a very bold assumption of me because it's not a popular drink.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's the point of the show. I tell people what we're going to talk about and then they make me force something in my mouth. sorry, I'm practicing being a lesbian.
Hey,
I
that's how you become great at it. That's how you build up your resume, you know?
Yep. Oh, Lesme. I like that. Also, I think you have one of the most clever handles on TikTok. Lesme Nope. I like that. That's great.
A lot of people like tell me I look like Amy Poehler.
You are blonde.
I know. And that's the thing. I'm just like, I think sometimes any interchangeable blonde lady could just be like, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And people would be like, that tracks.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I get any white guy with black hair and a beard, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman all the time. Yeah. I'm just trying to pick like handsome people.
I can't tell a lot of celebrities apart, honestly.
There you go. So like, I'm all of them. I could be all of them if I hadn't said my name multiple times.
You could be so much more famous than I realize.
Yeah. I should be more famous than anyone realizes with how long I've been doing this show. But we are having Bloody Marys, and I went with, I have Grey Goose vodka with Cutwater spicy mix. And then I added a bunch of olives to it and olive juice.
That is a really bold choice. You're not a regular Bloody Mary drinker. Are you pro or anti Worcestershire?
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Put some garlic in there. Put salt and pepper. I mean, it's essentially like a salad.
You're just making a really good gazpacho.
Yeah, vodka.
And gazpacho. Then just putting some booze in it. Mm-hmm. Vodka gazpacho.
Yeah. So what I was getting to before is the fact that you're making me drink this. I've had a lot of stuff that I don't want to drink on this show. We've done Four Loko. We did pickleback shots.
Picklebacks are awesome. Fashions.
We did those. I did a power hour. I talked to you about that earlier today. That Sammy from Wrestling Pod, Wrestling Academy Pod, they were on a few weeks ago. We did another power hour, but the first time we did a power hour, they threw up in a sock. It was Irish Car Bombs. Sorry. We did a power hour as well. But I just drink whatever people tell me. And
that's relatable. The first time someone ever told me they loved me, I was throwing up in a Brita filter.
Mm.
You know.
On purpose?
That's a really, at that point, like yes and no. At the point where you're throwing up in a Brita filter, it is a choice, but it's not a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always go for sinks for some reason when I'm sick. That's
decent.
But there's a toilet. Almost with any sink. I have three bathrooms in my house and a kitchen. Mm. So that means I've got two sinks in my master, and then one sink each in the two guest baths. One in my kitchen. So that means of the five sinks that I have in my house, four of them have toilets. And I still choose to throw up in the sink.
You know, I think I have maybe an explanation for that. Have you considered toilets are where people do number two and one?
No.
And so if you put your face in there, that's gross.
I number two in the sink as well. So.
Dang.
Yeah,
oh, I'm man. Just a mess. Wow. I have no explanation. You're a different breed. You're built different.
Yeah.
You're
Ford tough.
You're an innovator.
I try to be. So our topic for today is aliens.
Yeah.
And I like this. I like specifically broad topics for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's 1,000 ways to go with this.
Yeah.
First of all, do you believe they're somewhere out there?
So there's a few answers to that question, right? So like logically, yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. It just doesn't seem likely that we're alone here.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of, it's just become more of a theme recently. Just because like, again, the government kind of released that, that document that's like, yeah, we see things in the sky and like, you know, we actually don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 was.
Where are you? Yeah. Where are they?
They're out there. Actually, you know, I have a theory that, you know how that Tom DeLonge believing in aliens like so hardcore was what broke up the band?
Yeah.
Like they literally went, hey man, you're going to have to choose between us or the aliens. Or and them, he was like, aliens. Mm-hmm. But then the document got released and I just imagine like the phone call where like Travis like and Mark like call him up like, hey man, we saw what the government put out today. We miss you. And he's just like, yeah, oh, I forgive you. And then they all high-five. Oh, I forgive you. And now they're cool. So
And they called up Matt Skiba immediately and they're like, sorry, buddy, you gotta go.
Get out of our house.
Yeah, go back to Alk Trio. So
but,
I'm with you. I believe I believe that such a vast universe that we live in, there's got to be something else. I mean, there's no way that we're it. Just some dickheads on a podcast, you know. There's got to be something else out there, out of this world. And obviously, something there's things flying around that you know that made Tom DeLonge, you know.
And then the fact, a
true believer.
Yeah, and then the fact that people. So here's the, you know how I said it was like a yes and no question for me.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the no. Like I believe they're probably out there. Mm-hmm. Do I believe the stories people tell about them? Not all the time. Just because some of them are so far-fetched and so specific and so movie coded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just so informed by something they've already seen. I like to think that if these things are out there, maybe they're like incomprehensible. Maybe they're like, you know, like
they're like biblical angels with a thousand.
Exactly. They're the shrimp colors.
Ooh, I like that.
But also here's the thing
with what you said, you know, there's, why is it that it's only like Midwest farmers who have ever been abducted by aliens or have stories of like, I was brought up on airship. They unbuckled my overalls. They licked the back of my neck. They untied my boots.
And they didn't call me afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I actually have theories about that.
Okay.
So, on one hand, it's because those people are lying.
Sure, sure.
But on the other hand, I think that... maybe the aliens kind of avoid people who seem like needy and clingy and like stressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like because
it's businessmen and stuff.
Right. It's never
Oh, he had a big day.
Yeah. It's never, no one who has been abducted by aliens has ever owned a Bluetooth headset. You know what I mean?
They're not. Hang on one second. I'm being picked up. Yeah. I'm being pulled to the sky. Hang on. Hang on. Let me shut this off.
That's hell. Yeah, no. I feel like maybe those people are just like less stressed and maybe these things are like interdimensional and like pick up on vibes or something. And I don't know. But that's my theory. The other theory I have, so before I left this field, I used to work in the psych field, right?
Okay.
So... one of the most common themes of the demo I worked with, which was people with very severe schizophrenia, mm-hmm. right? A really common theme in that there's two. It's government persecution, but also aliens. So that's a really common theme, right? And it gets even trickier just because then there's that sort of idea, well, those people are more attuned with something that maybe we can't see.
Yeah.
But then it's also, or is it just miswiring? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the thing that always struck me though is it's weird. I was in the field for 10 years, right? They all separately, like at different locations, it was always the same story. Right. And this is a lot of people who very disenfranchised. They're not on Reddit, you know, encounters, you know what I mean? But and some of them, like, oh my God, there was this one woman, she was, not to give away too much, like, very much like raised by dirt next to a dirt road,
yeah,
type of deal. She's no reason to, I guess, know some of the zeitgeist about like what's going on with aliens, mm-hmm, like a sheltered person and someone who lacked a lot of access, but she would always draw the same thing. It was like a picture of this gray alien, and I'd be like, who is that? And she'd be like, that's the moon man. He talks to me sometimes. And I'm just like, does he? You know,
does he look like what we would think an alien looks like? Like, yeah, an upside down triangle with the big black eyes and long
big old noggin, big old five head. Yeah,
love it.
I can't even talk. but it's that. And then a lot of them were really hesitant to say what was going on, because I would kind of be like, hey, are you okay? Like, are you hearing something I can't?
Yeah.
And eventually, after like years of like building trust, they would admit like it was never just the aliens. It was always the gray aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're like a 70-year-old man. You know what I mean? You're from inner city Baltimore. Like, I don't know. It just, there's, when a lot of separate people are telling the same story, it makes me wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with people that wouldn't be your main audience for, like you said, Reddit or conspiracy theory stuff. Even right, with like Ancient Aliens, which is something I want to tap into eventually today. They didn't even really say that it's like tall gray people. I think it was more of like, you know, even like the most popular stuff, it still doesn't really say they were gray aliens. You know, most of them are like, they're green skin, right, boys. So that's very interesting.
Ancient Aliens, I don't believe any of that.
Oh no.
But because like,
goodbye everybody.
The Ancient Alien stuff is just like, what, isn't it just some guy who's like, there are these like really big triangles in the desert, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Probably aliens.
There's interesting stuff with it though. And I'm not saying that any of this stuff is true. I find it very interesting because they will say like, if you look at where these certain landmarks are located, they're all like equidistant apart. And it's like the location is very interesting that we don't know how any of this stuff was made because there's no documentation of it. And you look at old Renaissance paintings and stuff, cave paintings, hieroglyphics, they all have like space shuttles and stuff in the sky, which is crazy. I'll send you some stuff.
But you could have just gotten in there and done that. You know what I mean? Like someone could have just been like, I want to make a big old saucer. And also, here's the other thing. If you go to those areas, like the Andes, right? The like the ancient Andean ruins or whatever, and you kind of like look around a little bit. Like I remember there was some episode of Ancient Aliens where the guy was like, look at this rock. It's real hard.
Yeah.
They didn't have things like chisels. And then a freaking archaeologist was like, or like, I think he had demonstrated like, look how hard this is. I can't crack it open with my hammer. But this other archaeologist was like, no, because if you kind of use just some of the rocks that are laying around here, they're just structured in such a way that they work on this other rock. And it's not really that complicated or crazy. It's just stuff that's in the landscape that you would know if you lived here.
So you have completely debunked Ancient Aliens for me. Thanks.
Yes, no, sure.
if there are aliens, which there are, do you think
there are just not ancient ones?
Okay. Oh, sorry. No ancient ones. Current Gen Z aliens.
Do you think
we can trust them if they showed up one day?
I don't even know. Like, that's just such a crazy concept to me because, like, trust them for what? Like that they're not going to eat us or like what? I have no idea.
I mean, if they're able to get here, that means that they are smarter than us because we obviously can't get to them unless it's like two of them crash land and they're like, I was drunk driving in space and I, you know, fucked up. I would trust those two, you know, any alien that gets a DUI the second they land here, I can trust. But if you've got a ship the size of, I don't know, fucking Rhode Island somewhere, and a bunch of them get off.
Oh, like an alien party bus. Like,
what's that?
Like a party bus, like not just a normal flying saucer, but like they're like, they were on their way to like beach week and they're like.
Yep. They've got the one piece striped bathing suits with the wicker hats and stuff. Yeah, they're ready. But you get, let's say you get 1,000 of them that show up and they're in a big group. Yeah. You don't know how to communicate with them unless they know how to communicate with us. Then it's like, oh, they've been studying us for a while. Can we trust them? Or is this like Mars Attacks?
It just, you know, it completely depends, right? Like if they're this like hyper intelligent thing that can communicate with us, maybe is trust even like a concept that we can have? Or like, we have no idea what the motive is. If they come in and say they're friendly, I would have a feeling then yes, because if they did look at us and say, okay, that's some super insignificant life form, they why would they waste time being like, yeah, we're your friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would they want to have a villain arc?
Maybe they need silver or something. They need our copper. They're going to go through and they're going to steal all the copper from all of our homes.
We don't even have our copper. We're in a supply chain shortage. Yeah, no.
It's somewhere. There's nothing. I don't think that they got rid of the copper. The copper still exists. It's just spread in certain areas. Maybe that's what they're here for. I don't trust them.
I do trust them.
I don't trust them because why come here? But also, I think I would, in a way, trust them because very trusting of strangers.
Me too.
And that's why we're best friends now. Would you...
What's your social number, by the way?
What's that?
What's your social number, by the way?
I just texted it to you. Okay, and cool. My daughter's and my wife's. We've heard horror stories of abductions. And it's a lot of, they undressed me, they put shit in my ass, and everyone stared at me and whatever. Would you want to be abducted?
No,
it doesn't have to be what said.
Bad or good. I just feel like I'm already so weird. Like I don't need another thing. You know what I mean?
She's abducted.
Just,
yeah.
Right. Like, or just is saying that. Like, I don't want to be like, if I was abducted, honestly, I would not tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't like, I don't know. I wouldn't even tell my therapist, if I had one. Yeah. Stand-up comedy is my therapy.
I would hire a therapist to specifically not tell them about it.
Exactly. So it sucks. Like any situation where this insane thing happened to you, objectively, whether it's good or bad, and you cannot tell anyone, that weighs heavy on you, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, not to take anything away from any certain movements, you know, Me Too and that kind of stuff, but I feel like you do need a group of people with a shared experience so that you can come out and say it without having to be that way, which I mean, makes total sense. That's why a lot of people don't come out and say shit that happens to them, because if I was abducted by an alien, I would totally tell people, but that's just because I like attention. That's just me.
So here's the other thing. So you know how I was mentioning before, like it's a common theme in people who hallucinate a lot,
or are they
singled out by whatever, because people know, they know that people think that they're hallucinating anyway, all these questions, right?
Yeah.
So let's just like, and again, I don't have really an opinion one way or another on whether that stuff's legit. Like, I have no idea. I'm like, well, who knows? Who knows?
You know your experiences. I know my experiences. And that's really all we can go off of.
Right. Here's the thing, though. When I see people sharing stories, right? Like I've looked at people who are like, yep, this happened. The way they speak about it is lucid. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell just kind of based on wording, sentence flow. There's a lot of ways where this is for anyone. I don't know if it's because I was in the field so long, but you can spot someone in a manic episode or in active delusion, even when they're really calm about it. You can still kind of tell based on their flow of ideas. A lot of schizophrenia and psychosis has a flow to it that you can pick up on when you hear it. But when I look at people sharing their stories, it's completely lucid. They finish with the same idea they started with. It's chronological. It's not even conspiratorial. It's usually like a little underwhelming. So then for those instances, it's like, okay, so you're either telling the truth or lying.
Yeah.
And then who knows?
A lot of people are doing that. Yeah. It's hard to make sense of, but that's, I'm glad I'm finding out that you're in that field, because it makes this conversation like have so much more weight than just being like, there's a little green guy who's, you know, probing me. Isn't that funny? So it's interesting to hear that, you know, the way you can pick up on people's, not tics, but their kind of their inflection and how it's so just like, yeah, I mean, this happened and whatever. It's like, why would they be lying? So that's an interesting take.
And there's a lot of, for each, let's say like each instance of someone making a claim, there's almost like, I picture like kind of like a, what's it called? Like a logic tree in my head.
Yeah.
Is this person clearly mentally ill? Yes. If they are, I guess sort of, then why then would they kind of have this information, or where would it come from? And why are they all saying the same story versus, are you in active psychosis? No. So what imagery are they kind of citing? This is a demographic of people who are more in the zeitgeist, who are more, and that's not me saying like, just because you have mental illness, you're removed from, you know, knowing about culture, internet access. Yeah. I'm talking about the people I worked with were very, very disenfranchised and very removed. But then, the people who are kind of in the know or whatever, not in active psychosis, does the stories they're citing sound like it's from popular media, or are they similar to each other? It's just become so tricky.
Yeah, this little guy showed up and just started going, Elliot. And I was like, that's got to be an alien.
Then he put his light up finger in my asshole.
And he called home.
He called home.
Oh boy. We both,
he dialed.
By the end of it, we both called home.
Damn. Cheers to calling home.
Hey, to calling home, wherever you may be. Call home tonight. Find someone close to you and call home.
Find a friend and call home in their butthole.
Mm-hmm. Call your grandmother and... Yeah. So... With all of that, could it also be that these people, not your people specifically, but people that have had these interactions, did the government get involved and basically be like, yo, we're going to like
shut
this person down. They know too much. We're going to mess with their head, put them in a psychosis so people aren't going to believe them.
Oh, are we talking about what's that thing called where they do like laser beams at you until you lose it? Project.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like some people have this theory. I completely forget. I don't know if anyone is viewing this or is like in the chat. Who knows? But it's like project something where the government, and this is conspiracy theory or whatever else to call it. Some people think that the government has access to technology that can make you lose your fucking shit.
Yeah.
So are you saying like maybe someone said, hey, I saw an alien. And then the government was just like, no, the fuck you didn't.
Yeah, it's like they went on Google and they were like, I saw an alien. What do I do? And the FBI is like at their door. Men in Black are at the door. Oh, wow. I just debunked that. So, yeah, Will Smith shows up and he slaps you on an award show. So right. Do you feel that Area 51 is hiding anything? Or is it just, look, this is just a test area that we have to blow shit up and test out technology?
I have a theory about that. A theory about a lot of things. Okay, so Area 51, when there was all that hype, right? Mm-hmm. They released a video. And I know about this because my dad's really into Area 51 because of how bad and fake it was. Yeah. Like, he's like, he thinks it's so funny. Like, oh my God, yeah, they had this video and it was this very clearly fake, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Alien. I think there was like an operation or something.
I think I know the footage you're talking about. They're operating on the alien, right? Yeah.
My drink's going in my head a little bit, so I'm not going to explain this well. But basically, I think like Area 51 like released that, or people said it was leaked from Area 51. Either way, the idea that was released into the culture was that this footage was leaked from Area 51, and it's and it's bad. So there's two options. Either it's just a stupid thing that someone made, right? Or, oh no, there's three options. So it's a stupid thing that someone made, or the government shit did go down in Area 51, right? And the government, it's when you want to kind of control the narrative, you're not just going to say, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You're going to want to do something that my older brother's into this stuff too. We like to call it Zoolandering them, right? If you release a piece of media that's really dumb, any reference that comes at, like, to the same topic that comes after that really dumb piece of media, it's harder for people to take seriously. Like if I were to go up to, for example, you and be like, oh my God, I was brainwashed to kill the prime minister of Malaysia when I hear a certain song. Like if that did happen, you would be like, isn't that just the plot of Zoolander?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in the case of Area 51, it's hypothetically, if something did go down, the government could have been like, let's put out this really bad video and say that that's from us. And then we're not going to deny it. We're just going to be like, yeah, here it is. And then everyone's going to be like, that's stupid. And we're going to let them think that they decided it's not real.
Yeah. That's pretty genius. That's like, I mean, celebrities on Twitter, when they post something and they get a ton of backlash, they're like, I was hacked. And now everyone says, I was hacked. It's like, somebody hacked my shit and went on a racist rant. And I'll tell you what, it was probably the Jews, you know? That's like, that's kind of like the situation. Like, oh, wait, they probably did do that.
I like the image of like all the Jews, just the Jews as one unit, like gathered on someone's smartphone. I'm like, how do we make them sound awful?
Yeah.
Let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love the Jews. I married one.
I'm a Jew.
And my
daughter's just in stealth mode.
Or 25% Jewish.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know. My mother-in-law's 100% Jewish and I love her.
So
we've basically talked about the true side of things with this. Ancient aliens, obviously. Super true. But do you have a favorite pop culture reference to aliens that you like, that you associate, aliens to? Movie, TV show, Elf, anything like that?
Honestly, I'm a big fan of Mewtwo, but that's pretty much it. Like the Pokemon, I don't know. I don't know if that even counts. I guess, no.
That does count. He's an alien.
No, it doesn't. He's not an alien. I just remembered he was made in a lab, so that doesn't even count.
Oh, wow.
So I guess the answer is no.
So yeah, no. Damn.
Okay. I just answered my own question.
Yeah. I think the aliens from the movie Signs is kind of scary, and that's what I originally expected. Like, I was like, oh, if aliens come down, M. Night Shyamalan's movie, this, Signs, that's kind of what we're going to get. But then I finally watched E.T. maybe like 6 months ago, because I live 6 minutes away from the house where they filmed it. And my wife was like, we should go check it out. And I was like, I don't fucking care about this, but I'll watch the movie, then I'll care. So it's also like, oh, E.T. could just be this goofy dumbass. He could be a sitcom creature that eats cats. I don't know. I don't think that there has been any true depiction of aliens in pop culture that make me think like, oh, that's what we would get if they ever showed up.
Even Mars Attacks.
I mean, their suits are stupid.
I like that E.T. captures the prospect that, hey, what if they're adorable?
Mm-hmm.
Counterpoint.
What if they just want to go home? Take you home?
What if E.T. was like, they're like all the rest of them, like, weren't even like that? They're just like, he has a terrible speech impediment. He's like the slowest one.
They all have really long legs.
Yeah, they're like, he's just, you know.
Always trying to touch shit. Oh, yeah. His finger lights up. Yuck. I like that idea. I like the thought that E.T. was just
trying to severe disability.
He just spilled. Is that what you said?
No, I said E.T. had just a severe disability. Oh, and
they sent him away, and they are not returning his calls.
Right.
You keep him.
This is our planet too, Radley. Like,
yeah. Oh boy.
God. I'm gonna get canceled.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop my video just a sec because I have to like plug my shit in.
My
computer's dying. I'm so sorry to do this to your podcast. Wait. Oh God. hold up.
That's okay. I can take a moment to talk about next week's show. While you figure out your stuff, you can pause your screen. Everyone, join me next week. We're gonna have comedian Ronnie Pascal joining the show. Not sure on the topic yet, but we are going to drink wine. And anyone who has seen any of the previous episodes of Have a Drink with Me where there's wine, I just drink the whole bottle. I don't do glasses of it. I don't believe in that. Shout out to Peace Blaster. Good to see you again, my friend. Shout out to my dad, who's currently sleeping on my grandmother's couch. He said that I have to reach out to him every time I do this. And shout out to Whitney Van Langenham. Whitney Puppy, who's going to be joining the show soon. She's on Guardians of the Galaxy. And welcome back to the show, comedian Rose Vineshank. It's good to have you back. You changed your location and everything. Interesting.
Wait, did I?
Yeah, it's a different angle. There wasn't a bed before.
Oh. Oh my God, that just appeared because of the alien. No, I'm kidding.
It's
happening right before our eyes.
You have a drinking story that you wanted to share.
Yeah.
Would you like to share it?
I have a bunch of these, but like, yeah. So this is my original like Bloody Mary story, like before I kind of understood. So like I had had Bloody Marys at brunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever. But like some of my first times like going to like clubs, like dance clubs, like like, you know,
yeah,
that kind of shit. I didn't understand that, like, there's just certain beverages that they don't do there. So, like, I would go up to the bar and, like, everyone would be like, I want a cranberry vodka. And I'd be like, can I just get a Bloody Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And they would just look at me like I was crazy. And it never occurred to me. Like, no one told me, like, this ain't brunch, bitch. So I would just do that every time. And I'd be like, it's crazy how they have them in the daytime,
mm-hmm,
but not the nighttime.
It is weird. Try getting a mimosa at a club.
I've tried.
Did it work?
No. Oh,
sorry.
No. They save all the good shit for breakfast.
Yeah. It's very true.
For some reason.
When I first started drinking, I didn't know like the On the Rocks or Neat or anything. So it's like funny being a 17-year-old with a 24-year-old's fake ID saying, can I get a whiskey with ice?
Oh, my God.
And, then, and they actually still sold it to me. Shout out Back Booth in Orlando.
Listen, yeah, shout out to everyone. Oh, sorry. Just to everyone who gave us their fake IDs. Rachel Kalber. I never met her. But God damn it. Did she help me through college? I was her for 4 years.
Was she from Bonnie?
She was from... God, I used to know the address and everything by heart. I was like, yeah, I'm 5'8".
Yeah.
You know, all that.
Well, you're 6'8", I thought.
Yeah.
That's what your profile said.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Your profile, as if I, you know, I scouted someone. There's a website where I go and I scout all of my guests based on height. And you have
you
to
must be, this tall to ride this podcast.
Me. Yeah, you have to be taller than me, and I'm 6'4". So cool. I'm glad you, you know, you can look down on me. awesome. I find it interesting trying to figure out what to do as a drinker. Because I probably would have, if I liked Bloody Marys as much as the next person, I probably would have tried to order one at a bar. And they would probably, I'm sure there are a lot of places that will do Bloody Marys at night, but not if there's like a fog machine and a DJ and and they have to say like, what do you want? I said a Bloody Mary.
Also, it's like, if you find something floating in a club drink, that's kind of more sinister than like if you find, you know what I mean, something floating in your brunch drink.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's expected. You're probably like, this is probably a pickle at brunch. Mm-hmm. But at a club, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And you're dancing with people and you're, you know, grinding and you're both sweating and this music's fucking great. And then you take a drink from your Bloody Mary and you've got the Bloody Mary mustache going and you have garlic and pickle and olives that you're just like kissing someone with. Yeah. I mean, let's normalize, club Mary.
Bloody Mary makeouts. You know, it's also probably the least sexy drink.
Especially when I just drink like that. I have the straw stuck to my lip.
Jesus Christ.
All the spices are at the bottom. What's up, Sammy? Welcome to the show. We talked about you already. Awesome. So aliens, Bloody Marys, drinking story. Everyone should go tonight and order a Bloody Mary at a club. It's Thursday. It's early. Just do it.
You won't get weird looks. You'll get what you ask for. It starts with you. We sent you.
We sent you. Rose, do you have any shows or anything coming up? Anything you want to do a shout out on? Social media, whatever?
Yeah, so I got a show I'm opening for this really awesome headliner, D'Lo, the comedian, tomorrow in York, PA. Honestly, name of the venue is not coming to me right now. I'm like,
but a few they'll find deep. It on social media.
Just find it, search me. I do flyers and shit. Yeah.
And so you can't see this, but everyone who's watching here, right here, I've got Rose's social media handle there. You're very active on the social media, so it'll be...
I try.
Very easy to... I'm going to finish this drink.
Do it.
Find Rose.
Rose Vineshank. Vine like jungle, shank like prison.
Yeah. Jungle prison. I love it. Rose Jungle Prison. Thanks for joining the show. I would cheers you, but I finished this. And thanks, everybody, for checking this out. Peace Blaster, Sammy. Good friends of the show. We will see you guys next week.